Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today. This is episode 48 of the O Woman Podcast. Today's topic is breast lumps and beyond. And this is a topic that's particularly close to me because I have a breast lump. I've had one before. I feel as though it's gone away. But I just wanted to spend some time talking about the dreaded breast lump and what it could be, what it couldn't be. Just a little bit of different information. And I want to say at the beginning that I by no means am a doctor or nurse or anything trained in the medical field. So I'm just giving you information that I've gleaned from other spots, from other locations. And I also by no means plan to give you any medical advice based on if you should get a mammogram or an ultrasound or a biopsy or any of that. That's up to you. That's up to you and your life. I'll just simply share my choices. And then some of the facts that doctors have told me, I've read, about options, what, a breast lump could be or what's going on in there. So first of all, if you find a breast lump, when you're doing your monthly boob exam, which I recommend, and I originally was like, monthly boob exam, come on, who really wants to like lay on the bed and like, usually your hands are freezing cold. I mean, they're not always, but I feel like when I always want to do it, my hands are freezing cold. And massage your own boob, you just feel like a weirdo. It's like not even any fun. It's like not even fun at all. But at first I was like, oh, come on, that's goofy. And then I decided to start doing it. And right around when I decided to start doing it, that's when I found a breast lump. And I was like, okay, this does not seem like normal breast lumpiness, because we'll talk about that later, but boobs are supposed to be lumpy. They are not perfect orbs of glowing delight. They are lumpy-ish orbs of fantastic, earthy delight. So they're supposed to be kind of lumpy. But when I started to do the breast exam is when I actually felt the lump. So I don't know how long it had been there because I wasn't doing breast exams, that often. And then when I went to get the lump checked out, the person asked me and I said, honestly, no. Like, I wasn't doing breast exam except, like, once or twice, and then I found it. Or once, honestly, and then I found it. And the gynecologist admitted to me, she said, it's very common. Most people don't do it. Most people lie and say they do. But really, the point is to just try. Just try to do it. So just some basic information. If you find a breast lump, it is not likely to be cancer. Okay, it could be, but it is not likely. I think 8 out of 10 breast lumps, which is 1/5, sorry, hold on, 4/5, my math is backwards. 8 out of 10 breast lumps are not cancerous. They're not going to give you cancer. Now, but that means 2 out of 10 breast lumps, 1/5, are cancerous. So it is totally worth getting this checked out, in my opinion. Let's talk about a couple options that your breast lump could actually be if it's not cancer. It's more likely to be one of these than it is to be cancer. So the first thing it could be is it could be a cyst. They're also called fibrocystic lumps. Now what that really is if I'm not mistaken, it's related to your milk ducts in your boobs. So usually the fibrocystic lump is going to be around a milk duct, or it is a milk duct that's kind of gotten hard. This can change based on your cycle, so they can come and go sometimes where you are in your cycle, and it often happens in two breasts, kind of mirror image of each other. So if you have two and they're in similar locations on different boobs, perhaps it's this. Who knows? I cannot even begin to say if it is, but perhaps it is. You could also have just a regular cyst, which is a fluid-filled sac, pretty much. You can have one or more of them. They can be different sizes, and they can also change in your cycle, too. They can get smaller and bigger, that kind of thing. Another thing it could be is a fibroadenoma, which is an abnormal growth. It's like a benign tumor. It's not cancerous. Like a benign tumor. And it's usually round feeling under the skin, kind of rubbery feeling. And it really moves around underneath there when you touch it. It doesn't feel like it's stuck to anything. It feels like almost, I think that this is what I had. And it feels, if this is the case, it felt kind of like a little marble you could roll around under your skin or something like that. And it's usually painless. And this is caused because of an extra formation of some of the milk producing glands and breast tissue. So it's just an extra little formation thing. More often, these happen in women that are between 20 to 30 years old. And that is when I noticed mine. Let's see, how old am I now? I have issues remembering. I am 28. I was going to say I'm about to turn 28. I'm totally wrong. I'm 28 now. So I would have been 26, I believe, or maybe just, you know, at the end of 25 when I found my breast lump. So that would fit for me in that age range. Another thing it could be is called an intraductal papilloma. And this is more common in older women, kind of menopausal women, 45 to 50 years old. There's usually a really kind of a little thing, and it's kind of like a wart-like growth that's near the mammary duct, like near the nipple. So kind of toward the front of your boob. And I don't know that much about this one. I just found the information on this and thought I would mention it. So I am pretty sure that my breast lump was a fibroadenoma, because I remember when I first found it, well, I'll tell you that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me explain another thing that could be too. It could be a traumatic fat necrosis, which I was also thinking, could this be mine too? It literally means an extra formation of fat that forms in lumps. It's usually round and firm. And there's usually one, and it doesn't hurt, which is also what was going on with me. Mine didn't hurt. It was round. It was firm, and it didn't hurt. And it was one of it. But this would just happen from a boob trauma, and you might not even know it happened to you. You could have elbowed yourself in the boob. You could have run into something. Who knows? It could be different for different people. Like the way, you know, sometimes I'll look down and go, how did I get that bruise on my arm? You know, it's like that. So, who knows? It could be any number of these things. It could be something else. It could be cancer. You need to check it out. That's what I would advise. I believe that mine is a fibroadenoma. Now, here's the reason I'm saying I believe that mine is a fibroadenoma. So I first found my lump when I was checking out my boob during a breast exam, kind of an impromptu, don't know why I decided to do it. Probably it was a fateful situation. I should have been doing it always, but I wasn't. And I found it, and it's in my left outer kind of boob area, on the outside bottom kind of area. And I found it, and I was like, okay, that doesn't feel like normal breast lumpiness. So I like checked out the other boob, felt the normal breast lumpiness, didn't feel that same thing. And once I found it, I could kind of push it back and forth like with my two fingers, like very easily movable under the skin. It did not hurt. It felt very round. So naturally, I freaked out. I mean, welcome to the world where don't all women freak out if they find a weird breast lump, even if it turns out to be fine? I mean, I think that's just a scary thing. And it's kind of good that it's scary because it encourages you to get it checked out. In a world where we're really paying a lot more attention to some of the specific health issues that just women can have as opposed to women and men, you know, breast cancer. Well, men can have breast cancer too. That's true. It's just less common. Ovarian cancer, those kind of things. It's really good that we pay more attention to this now. So I found it, and I went into my gynecologist at the time and told her that I found one and did not tell her where it was. She was like, okay, well, let me try to find it. And she did the breast exam, and she didn't find it. And I was like, that's weird. Like, she didn't feel it? I feel like these people are experts at it. I felt it. And then maybe she was ultimately trying to cover up the fact that she missed it or whatever, but she was like, I mean, you know your body better than I do. And I'm like, that's true, you know. So she didn't find it, and I pointed it out, and she felt it, and she said, okay, yeah, I definitely feel it now. That's a breast lump. Let me schedule you something or another to get it checked out. And what she recommended was getting an ultrasound. And I know that that's one of the things that they can do if they're not going to do a mammogram. I don't really know that much about mammograms, honestly, but that they can do an ultrasound, the same kind of thing that some women that are pregnant do when they want to check out the baby going on in their stomach. So I went and I got an ultrasound, and I remember I could see what was going on and look at it. And the woman was looking for certain things to see if she thought it was cancerous or not. The ultrasound technician, she knew what she was doing. She was very clever. So she was looking for if it was rounded or circular shaped or ovular shaped. That's apparently less of a sign that it's cancerous than if it's kind of a weird asymmetrical, angular shape. That's apparently very bad news. So different things that I just learned from her in the moment, because I was asking questions, because of course I'm nervous, and I ask questions when I'm nervous. I just talk all the time, so, I mean, come on. Of course I'm going to ask questions when it's my boob here under the ultrasound. I really want to know. So I asked her that, and she was like, to me it looks, it looks like it's common in women your age. Sometimes it's because of birth control. Sometimes it's, they get off of birth control and it happens. Sometimes they get on birth control and it happens. Sometimes it just happens around this time in women's lives. It looks to me like it could be like a fibroid kind of thing. That's what they said. And my gynecologist had recommended me go see them because she wanted them to make sure it was a cyst. For some reason, to her, that was a safer thing because apparently, a cyst that is fluid-filled, you know, fluid-filled thing is definitely not cancer or something. That's what it seemed like she was saying to me. I wasn't sure. But then when the ultrasound folks, the breast specialists, realized that it wasn't fluid-filled, it wasn't a cyst, it was probably a fibroid. They looked at it, they measured it, and then I went back for a follow-up visit 6 months later, I believe, and it hadn't grown, nothing was different. They were like, okay, we can safely say that we believe, like to the 99% or something, the doctor came in and was very nice, that it is a, you know, just a benign tumor, a fibroid. It hasn't grown. Nothing has happened. We can biopsy it. And my gynecologist was really trying to push me to biopsy it. And I felt very turned off by how, kind of in my face about it she was. Actually, she was going to refuse to write me more birth control prescriptions until I had it biopsied or officially checked out, even though I went to the specialist and they told me 99 percentile, it's fine. Because she said that the birth control hormones could negatively or positively affect the tumor. And I thought, lady, you're supposed to be, you know, in for my health. And part of this is me being able to make a decision. Like, you're acting like I'm an idiot. I'm an educated, smart person. I'm not going to do every test under the sun just because. And if you want to do that, once again, I'm not giving you medical advice. I think you definitely should. But me personally, I felt comfortable with that, the specialist's ultrasound boob technician's diagnosis that it was a fibroid. And since then, I don't feel it anymore. I don't believe it's still there. I think it's gone, honestly, which I think is interesting. Or it's smaller anyway. I can't find it. So that's interesting. I'm thinking about going to get another checkup just because. But after I went back for the 6 month later checkup and found that they were like, okay, we're pretty sure that it's this. It's really common in women your age. Some women have them. Some women get multiple ones, and sometimes they go away. Sometimes they stay. You know, it just depends. Sometimes they go away when women get pregnant. It's just a hormonal thing sometimes. It's lots of things. Who knows? But I'm thinking about going back, even though they didn't recommend me go back, to get another one just to check it out, you know, just to do it. Because I, you know, every now and again I think about it. But I feel comfortable with my decision, and I think the big lesson here is to make sure that you make a decision that you feel comfortable with. If you feel scared, do what you need to do not to feel scared. Research, get information, find out, get a biopsy or not, you know, whatever. Do what you need to do to feel safe. I think that's the thing here. So I want to talk a little bit more just about things related to breast lumps. So a little bit more on the actual cancer side, just a little bit more information for you to know to kind of to keep in your arsenal of information about your body. I think, there, you know, breast cancer can be lumps. You know, you can find it in a lump. But there's also a kind of breast cancer that's called inflammatory breast cancer, which I learned about years ago when I was like 18, and I remember being shocked by it because you don't know what's going on. Your skin, your outer skin of your boob might get red and itchy. It might feel rashy. Your nipple might burn or it might have discharge, but you might not find a lump. So you might just think you have a skin problem, but that can be a sign of inflammatory breast cancer. If it's chronic, if it's in one spot, you know, that kind of thing. So it's definitely worth getting that checked out if you feel like something's wrong with my area here. Also, interestingly, which I think this makes great sense, is breastfeeding is known to reduce the risk of cancer. And I think that makes sense for a lot of reasons because a lot of the cancer that's in your boob would be in some of the milk duct areas or things like that. And it gets all that stuff moving. It gets all the stuff in there flowing. The more movement and flowing and circulation you've got in places, the better it is for your body as a whole. So I could really see how that makes a lot of sense. Sort of as I mentioned earlier, just a little bit about benign tumors. I found this, I think, on WebMD. I found this online. Just a general idea of benign breast lumps is that they usually have smooth edges and can move around under the skin. I think generally like a mass that feels very stuck to one area of your boob is probably not a good thing. So these breast lumps, that I mentioned before, all the different things, cysts, fibroids, intraductal papillomas, those things, can be caused by tons of different things. They can be caused just by normal changes in your body, and we'll never know what caused them, but it's not that abnormal for women to have them. They can be caused by getting a boob infection or having a boob injury, like with the traumatic fat necrosis, getting, you know, a boob trauma of some kind. That doesn't mean you have breast cancer. It just means you need to take care of your boob. You might have an infection. You know, who knows? Could be caused by a medicine, maybe a hormonal one or not. It could be caused by the cycle where you are in your period with the hormonal fluctuation with that. The big thing about breast exams is that you need to do them the same time every month. Because your boobs naturally ebb and flow with your cycle. They change. Sometimes they're firmer, sometimes they're bumpier, sometimes they're mushier, sometimes they're more sore. And you need to do it at the same time every month, or you're going to think something's wrong with your boobs, because you need to be checking them out at the same time to see what's different, since they change their feeling so often. I saw one statistic about having fibrocystic lumps in your boobs. It's approximately 30% of women in the U.S. have them, and it's okay. It's not a big deal in that case. So it's not uncommon. But on top of that, boobs are supposed to be lumpy. I mentioned this before. They're not perfectly fashioned circles or spheres. They're supposed to be a little lumpy, so no panicking if you feel some lumps. You know, normal lumps that kind of go throughout the boob. If you're very worried, go get it checked out. Whatever you need to do to feel safe. One thing that I thought was interesting is some sort of link between caffeine and breast lumps. There isn't like a huge connection here, but some people think that drinking a lot of caffeine, which I don't do, and so maybe if I was drinking some for a while, perhaps it would actually affect me because I'm really sensitive to caffeine. Caffeine actually makes your hormone levels fluctuate. This is like a real thing. And since we think one of the reasons behind some breast lumps have to do with your hormone levels fluctuating, because some breast lumps come and go with pregnancy and birth control and things like that, caffeine could be a contributing factor. So if you're worried or if you're concerned, just think about that. That's all I want to say is think about that. Now, also, it can be pretty common to get breast lumps around pregnancy and menopause. And that's for apparently sometimes for different hormonal reasons. The reason in pregnancy that you can get some bumps is oftentimes if you get a bump during pregnancy, it's like a clogged milk duct. And the symptom for that usually is like kind of a red area on the skin. It's tender and it has a lump in that area. So if you're pregnant and you get a bump, it could be that. So just check and see. And then the last thing I really want to talk about today is some things that are kind of poo-pooed now in the medical community about not being linked at all to breast cancer and things like that. And the two of those are underwire bras and then like some aluminum and deodorant. Everywhere you look, everyone says, there's fear about it, but everyone says, no, that's not a problem, that's not a problem. I grew up with my mom telling me that underwire bras weren't great for you because the circulation for your boob is bad. You're kind of pressure pointing some of your boob circulation. And that really makes sense to me. I don't wear underwire bras as a rule today. I wear one like every now and again, but it's not my general bra. And so I can't speak for if it's true or not, but to me it makes sense that an underwire bra that pushes up on your boob, and not just like tight underneath your boob, like the way your bra strap is underneath going straight across, like it has kind of a pressure point, especially the push-up, you know, kind of underwire bras. I can see how that would affect the circulation in that area, which could affect your lymph system and your ability to, you know, just to keep your body healthy. So I could see that really making sense there, kind of in the way that breastfeeding really increases your, you know, your boob action. It makes things move, so it's good for you. And then I'm also hesitant, definitely, about deodorants that have aluminum in them. A lot of people say, no, that's not bad. But I mean, come on, we know aluminum is not good for to have in your body. So deodorant having aluminum in them just seems like a ridiculous idea in the first place. I think that's usually, it's antiperspirant, that thing that makes the aluminum, it makes it have the aluminum in it. That's the reason. But apparently that kind of thing is really going to be, if it is bad at all, which I speculate it probably is going to be bad if your lymph drainage is kind of naturally bad. So if you're really healthy and you have really good flow and natural cleansing system in your body, chances are you're going to be okay. But think about your body as a whole system, about your natural lymph drainage, and think about adding all these extra things to your system and if it's really going to be good for you. Aluminum and deodorant. What if, you know, the aluminum hangs out there, gets pulled into your system and is a negative thing? So I don't know why, it isn't worth just thinking about it. A lot of people kind of poo-poo that as an idea, but I mean, just think about it, explore it, and is it really going to hurt to research a little bit about what aluminum can do in your body from deodorant? Does it really hurt to research about really what the point of a push-up bra is, or, you know, an underwire? So just some food for thought, and just to share a personal story about my own breast lump and that experience. It's very common, so if that happens to you, don't panic. Just look for information and go get the answers that you need personally. Thanks so much for listening again to the O Woman Podcast. I love talking with you guys. As always, be sure to subscribe on iTunes to the podcast and rate and rank the episodes, please. Also, make sure to check me out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast on Facebook, and the website, which I spend so long working on, owomanpodcast.com. And you can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast.com, with ideas, you know, feedback, questions, criticism, comments, constructive criticism, whatever. Anything you want to say, I'd love to hear it. I love talking with you guys. It means so much to me. It's definitely one of my big callings, and I'm just happy to share my openness and candid feelings, whether or not it's all right. At least it's out there, and that's really what I want to bring to this. So thank you so much for listening again, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.